WCHL's news director Blake Hodge joining us here now in the studio with information that we literally just got
last couple of minutes. This is what we've talked about over the last few days, many times, of course, of the different factors that were playing into this, and this seemed to be the biggest thing. They weren't the only one that was left. The North Carolina Railroad, the state-owned railroad, still needed to participate, but Duke certainly seemed to be the biggest holdup and the one that could potentially quite literally derail the project. So there you go. This is it. I mean, this is the decision that people have been waiting on, and now them officially coming out and saying that they are not going to sign it is going to obviously have major implications up to the possibility of the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit project now being a thing of the past rather than something that's currently being worked on. I don't want to say that that's where we are right now, because we need to reconcile what we're dealing with right now. But Penny Rich told you last week, if it didn't come through, it might be game over for the light rail project.
Yeah, and those were her exact words. So the statement from Go Triangle says, "This is a major step back for the Durham and Orange County communities and the entire Triangle region. Go Triangle will work with elected officials in Durham and Orange and the Federal Transit Administration to assess all available options and decide upon a course of action." So that suggests that they're still at least holding out some hope that there's still kind of a narrow window open, but it would be a really narrow window at this point. Where are we in the process? What was the deadline that was coming up? What was the agreement for?
Go Triangle needed to have all of their cooperative agreements in place by end of business tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Hill has signed on to this. Durham, they have gotten, I think there were a dozen that they needed in place.
Right.
Duke was a holdout on this. They needed to have that in place so that they could go forward to the FTA with those
and
cooperative agreements.
And say, we've got all of these agreements, give us funds on the federal level.
And then they would get, and that wouldn't be the full allocation of funding at that point, but they could get the FTA would have a better understanding that the local commitment is there.
Mm-hmm.
They would then have to go to the state and show the state, we've got everything in place for this, for the state to actually appropriate the money that has been talked about in this. And that number has been thrown around a lot in the last couple of years in the General Assembly, but it was last year's budget process put a final number. There's no more percentages of anything. If this is how much the light rail project could get from the state. So if they were able to get that money from the state, then you go to the FTA and say, we've got our local funding, we've got our state funding, we would like the half of the project capital cost in federal funding, but that wouldn't happen until later in the year. So that's strategically kind of what would need to play out from here to there. But again, having that cooperative agreement, that deadline was end of the day tomorrow.
Right.
And if Duke is not going to sign it, I think it's a bit of a scramble mode right now to see if this project is still viable in any way.
I'm speaking with Blake Hodge, and the Herald Sun had a piece, I think today online today, that Mark Anthony Middleton, who's on the Durham City Council, had suggested, okay, if they don't go forward with the cooperative agreement, then technically we could then pursue eminent domain but that would have to happen in 24 hours, and that's not happening.
I don't know how that comes together. We're going to try to get some more information, some more perspective from people here.
And we will have Penny Rich coming in 15 minutes.
And, we're going to reach out to a few other people to see if we can have a better understanding of what this actually means.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.